Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Newsline is a tool that you can use. If you need a little cash, the ATM can talk back. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You want to learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be.
I just wanted to remind you that if you do control find on the webpage and type in courtesy, you can read the courtesy rules of blindness and come on Saturday to lunch to join with me in a chat session all about it. I hope you do that. Anyway, we have a few extra minutes, so I'm going to ask Tony, who's here, to do his iOS 18 demo on accessibility and just give us a minute to make sure that we have the mic that he wants and everything's set. By the way, you've been a terrific audience so far. That was really good. So applaud yourselves. That was really good. All right. You're allowed to mumble until I tell you not to. Okay. While Tony's having himself get set up, I just want to remind you that you can join the tech, still says tech division, NJ Tech Div listserv. We have over 150 people on there from across the country, and they answer questions in between our meetings, and you don't even have to be a member of tech, although I would encourage you to do so. You can join that tech listserv and really get your questions answered. So look it up. It's on the webpage. Yes. Is there a question? Who? Oh, yes. Patty Chang. All right. Woo! Here she is. Go ahead, Patty. Woohoo! Wait, Tony. Thank you, Patty. You're welcome. Yes. Ed Garcia? Yes, honey. I do. The courtesy rules have happened to us. For instance, somebody talks to your wife because you can't see. Does he want this? Those kinds of things. Okay? So it's going to be informative and personal too, because everybody's had issues with somebody leaving a door open over their head, right? Or leaving the cellar door open and forgetting to tell you that it's partially open. Bam. Things like that. Yes, Amory. How to use it? Once you join the listserv, there's an email that you would send. It's njtechdiv@nfbnet.org, and you would send the emails to that. Or if you really can't figure it out, you can always reply to another one, even though it's a different topic. I'm not that particular with that. I just want people to. That's correct. You're welcome. Okay. And now, without any further ado, my buddy Tony.
Hey. You throw money rather than applause. It's fine. Anyway. Thank you, guys. I'm glad everybody's here, and I'm always glad to be here to share great information. Thank you, Rick, for a great presentation. And I am always here, ready to discuss everybody's favorite topic, iOS 18, favorite or, you know, not so favorite. But and I always discuss, start off with the iOS 18 accessibility features, and that's really most of my list is always dealing with accessibility. It's what we deal with every day, so this is what I'm here for. So, without any further ado, here we go. I'm going to start off with, first, I do have my phone, so I can demo some of these things. Some of these things, I will slow the phone down. It was just quite fast. Let me do that now. That's okay. All right. So, iOS has a ton of new accessibility features, guys. Some of them are very extensive. I can generally describe them, and I will point out where you can go to get further information. A very good podcast that you can go and get very good detailed explanation and demonstration of some of these features. Janie, please warn me when we're like 2 minutes away or something. 2 minutes from done, okay? Okay, that's it. Okay. Okay, so first we'll start off with a new feature that they've added. And when they first came out, okay, during COVID, they came out with a feature using the LiDAR camera on the Pros where you can have people detection, okay? So you can point the camera out, and if you want to keep distance from someone, in those days we were keeping distance from people, it would let you know that there's a person there and how far you are from them so you can keep safe distance. That feature is still there. They also added door detection, a scene detection type of thing, text detection, features like that. And the thing is, with that, it was actually a pain to get to. You had to open the magnifier app, and they did have a voiceover gesture for that, which was a two-finger quadruple tap. So you had to tap with two fingers four times, and half the time it didn't work. It would do something else. So now they've made it real quick and easy, where you can now put them. I'm going to put the mic down so you can what I'm doing.
Live recognition scenes off.
So I just turn the rotor once to the left. So I just get a counterclockwise twist of my fingers like I'm turning the knob if you guys don't understand the rotor. And I found right away.
Actions. Live recognition. Scenes off. Doors off.
Now you can just swipe up and go through all of the different detections that they offer.
People off. Furniture off. Text off. Point and speak off. Scenes off. Doors off.
Just rotate around. So I don't know if you guys know what these things are.
Scenes off.
Describe the room as you go around. I can demo that right now.
On. Battery. Live recognition started. In pro. Scenes a laptop on a table in front of a group of people sitting at tables. A group of people sitting at a table with a laptop on it. A group of people sitting at tables in a room with a projector screen. A group of people sitting at tables in a room. Off. A laptop on a table in front of a group of people sitting at tables. A laptop on a table in front of people sitting at tables in a room. People off. Doors off. Furniture. Text off. Point and speak. Stop recognition. Stop rec. Accent link logging.
Okay. Swipe to the right. Stop.
Fitness. 5 hours.
Okay. Sorry. Yes.
How do you turn this on? Oh, it is on. It's on. Okay. Great. Great. Okay.
3 minutes out for 45 minutes. 12 hours.
Okay.
Access link login.
All right. Do you guys still hear that?
5 hours out of 12 hours. 3 minutes out of 45 minutes.
There you go. Okay. So now what happens is basically
live recognition. Okay. Scenes off.
Scenes will describe scenes to you.
Point and speak.
Point and speak is a new feature. So let's say you have a new appliance and you want to know what the buttons are. You can put your finger on the button and point, take a picture, and it, point your camera at it, turn this feature on, and it should tell you what that button is that your finger is on. Does it work half the time? Not really. It's a little bit pretty inconsistent, but it does work sometimes. So you give it a try, practice with it, you'll get better.
Text off.
Text is works like if you use Seeing AI for quick text, it works just as good as that. So, but what's good about that is you don't have to open Seeing AI, go and find a channel. You can just find it in your rotor text detection real quick.
Furniture off.
Furniture, which actually I didn't even know this was in here. So if you need to find a piece of furniture.
People off.
People.
Doors off.
Doors is great. So if you're out and you get dropped off by an Uber and you're not sure where the door is, it'll not only find a door, it'll read, tell you what kind of handle it is on the door and read any text that might be on the door.
Scenes off.
Scenes also, again, will just tell you what's going on. And that's your detection mode.
Actions activate.
Moving on. You have, okay, you do have to go to your voiceover settings, go to rotor, and make sure that detection mode is on in your rotor. Okay? Good question, Aggie. Okay, now your rotor, speaking of your rotor, when you turn your rotor, if you wanted to choose a voice, you used to turn your rotor until you heard languages. It's no longer the case. It's now called voices. And what's good about it now is that you're not limited to voices anymore. You can choose as many voices. You could have 20 voices on that in that rotor. So if you use different languages and you use different voices for different things, you can also adjust each voice to fit your hearing needs. So if you want a voice that talks slow when you're reading in your email, you can turn your rotor to that voice and use that voice for reading your email. If you need a rotor voice when you're outside that sounds a little more clearer and has better articulation, you turn that voice on. So you can adjust bass, EQ, you can adjust the tone, the speed, the volume, the temper. You can adjust so many things now in your voice, including EQ, which is bass and treble and things like that. So they've made it really flexible with adjusting how you hear your voices. Moving on. You guys are probably picking that up over the microphone. Anyway. Okay. You can create a personal voice. This feature was turned on in iOS 17 where you can actually create your own voice. This was created for people who are losing their voice and want to preserve it for their loved ones. It's a feature. It's a long process. You have to repeat like 100 and something phrases or sentences. But once you get it done, it's done, and it creates a voice for you. Now that voice can be added as a voiceover voice in your rotor. So if you want to hear yourself and you love yourself that much, you can do that. But if you want your family members to preserve your voice, that's a good way to do it. It's never perfect. Nobody's voice comes out perfectly the way, but it did Jonathan Molson's voice, and it came out pretty close. Yes. All right, moving on. Voiceover tutorial setting now. Now, I'm going to do it myself once I unlock my phone again.
Batteries. Tony's okay. Stock. Settings.
Go to my settings. Go to my
personal general accessibility.
Accessibility.
Vision. Head. Voiceover. On.
Voiceover
button.
Settings.
Voiceover.
And you now have.
Tap. Double tap. Learn what's new. Voiceover practice. Button. Voiceover tutorial button.
Voiceover tutorial. First time ever, they finally, I don't know what took them so long, they finally put a voiceover tutorial, and
select,
it worked really well.
On each page of this tutorial, you'll learn a new voiceover gesture. Voiceover may be restricted on some pages to enable practicing the gesture taught. Select the previous item. You just practiced the gesture to select the next item. To select the previous on-screen item, swipe from right to left with one finger. Swipe one finger from right to left now. Speaking rate. Heading.
I got the mic. I got the other mic. All right. I have it. Yeah. Well, no. We're working here.
You. That better? There we go. We're on. Yay. Okay. There we go. Okay. Okay. Now we have a new feature in iOS. It's a small one, but very significant. You have a haptic now whenever VoiceOver turns on. So sometimes your phones go into limbo. You don't know whether VoiceOver is on or off. You don't know if your power is on or off. If you do your your triple tap on your side button, that usually is the toggle for turning VoiceOver on or off. So if you do the triple tap on your home on your side button and it doesn't give you a haptic, you probably turn VoiceOver off. So do it again and you should.
So I'm going to stick to the wireless mic. Okay. And that's a handy feature because there's been many times where I need to know what's going on with the phone. I don't know if VoiceOver is on or off. And sometimes it turns out that I just turned my volume down accidentally. But if feeling that haptic lets me know that VoiceOver turned back on, even though I don't hear it yet, I'll have to do other, at least I narrow down the my options for proceeding. Anyway, that's a good feature. Delay before selection. Some people have fine motor skills issues. Issues with their hands and shaky hands, things like that. This happens to me too. Sometimes I'll go to grab my phone and all of a sudden it says, screen curtain off or speech off or things like that accidentally. You can actually change that now where you can touch your phone and it will have a delay before it actually selects the item that you touched. Now, if you're a person that likes to move fast through your phone, that could be pretty annoying. But if you're someone who really needs that, because you have issues with your hands, it's a great new feature. You can even increase the delay up to 2 seconds, which would drive me absolutely insane. But some people may need that. Yep. Moving on.
Okay, here we go. Sit that right in front of the speaker. Yep.
Speaking with Braille button.
Okay. Gesture for Siri text input. Sometimes you may be in a situation where you need to be quiet. You can't yell out something to Siri. She's listening to me. I didn't call you. Nobody, Siri, no one. Stop. Okay. I'll try not to say the S lady's name.
Settings, back button.
Okay, so now on your home screen, if you swipe up from the bottom and you can hear one beep for going to your home screen, you hear two beeps, I think, takes you to the home screen. Three beeps will take you to the app switcher. Now you can go all the way up to a fourth beep and it will open up S Lady text input. So now you can type in your command to the S Lady and she'll bring it back to you in text instead of, being out loud. Great feature if you need privacy or, you're not in a situation where you can be loud. Yes. If you're in any edit box, you can use the keyboard for any edit box. In fact, if you have a keyboard connected, the edit field won't even show up. Like the keyboard, the on-screen keyboard won't show up. Okay? All right. All right. For hearing impaired individuals, you now have a music haptic. So while you're playing music, it will vibrate to the beat and give you kind of an idea of what the bass line is like or things like that. So maybe you're hearing impaired and you have some hearing, but you're having a hard time getting an idea of what the beat is, and you want to dance, you can feel the beat, literally. Okay. okay, voice control tutorial. So this is a whole new thing. Now, voice control is a great feature where you can use your phone hands-free. So you can make the commands like swipe right, swipe left, turn rotor to the right, turn rotor to the left. I actually demoed this during one convention, but we had Wi-Fi issues. So that's why I try to record all my demos as possible. So now for that feature, it's pretty complicated because there's a lot of gestures and you need to know how to use it. So now you actually have, if you go into VoiceOver and you go into voice control, you now have a voice control tutorial. So you can get a step-by-step on and get an in-depth, comprehensive little manual on how to use voice control. And if you guys, if you work all day and you're busy with your hands are busy all day and you want to and you don't want to have to go reach for your phone for things all the time, it's a great new feature. All right, vocal shortcuts. This is probably my favorite new feature added to VoiceOver. You now can give commands without the S lady, okay? So you can create your own custom phrases, and if you do this, I would suggest to be very clear on what you want to say so that it's not something that you say on a normal basis that it will hear and activate things, okay? So for example, while it's playing music or a podcast or if I'm listening to a movie or anything and I need to lower the volume down, I've created the term turn it down and it will just turn it down. I don't have to press anything. I don't have to say, hey, S lady. I can just say turn it down. Same thing with turn it up. And you'll hear VoiceOver say volume up and it will turn the volume up. You can do things like turn the rotor, all kinds of things. There's a ton, okay? I've created one. At work, I do barcode scanning all the time. I don't want to deal with turning on my phone and activating the shortcut or going to seeing AI to go to the channel. So I just say, read barcodes. And I hope it doesn't start trying to do that now. It might.
Double tap timeout. No. Three fives.
No, it did. Okay. So now, I also what you can do in here, which is what I also really wanted to do for many years, was change the name of the S lady to whatever you want. Okay. So let's see if it'll work now. Olivia. Of course it's not. You know why it's not working now? Because I have on my bone conduction headphones. And it's not doing it. So I'm going to turn these off real quick. And let's see if it works. S lady, like a lot of other women, like to humiliate me. Olivia? Olivia? Of course she's not going to do it now. Maybe we're in a totally different setting. I have a wire plugged into her now. She's not using my. But the point is, you can change the name, and the phone doesn't even have to be open or anything like that. It can be. It
delay
can,
before selection. Hold on. Button. Search.
Oh, which where do you go to do that? Adjustable. I will show you now.
Cleaning folder. Four Let's apps. See. 73 dock. Settings. Settings.
I need to keep settings open.
Navigations. Caption. Delay. Navigation stop. I'm in, back button.
I'm in this.
Voiceover. Switch button on.
Okay.
Tap once to double tap to learn more.
We'll find
new
it.
New and voiceover practice. Voiceover to speaking rate. Speaking.
These are long menus, guys. So bear with me.
Speech. Braille. Voiceover. Verbosity. Voiceover recognition. Verbosity. Audio. Command. Rotor. Activity. Typing. Quick setting. Navigation. Navigate. Image. Large cursor. Caption path delay before double tap time. Double tap time.
Actually, it's in the main accessibility settings, not in the voiceover settings.
Voiceover heading.
So I'm going back.
Back button.
I'm going to get it.
Motion. Button. Edit. Copy.
No.
Spoken audio descriptions. Physical touch. Button. Face ID and attempt. Switch control. Voice control off. Eye tracking. Side button. Camera control. App watch. Control nearby device. Hearing device. Sound rec. RTTs, audio and subtitles, live app, music, speed, lives, first, vocal, access, keyboard, Apple TV, AirPod, general, guided app, assistive app.
Oh, there's a lot of crap in here.
Access, wrap, Siri, assistive, guided app, general, AirPods and Beats, Apple TV remote, keyboards and typing, accessories, vocal shortcut, personal, vocal shortcut, personal,
vocal shortcuts. There it is, right there, vocal shortcuts. So I'll tell you what heading it's under.
Headings. Speech. Heading.
It's under the speech heading. This is in iOS 18, yes. It's under speech headings under your main accessibility. Be careful because the voiceover also has a speech area also. So under your main accessibility menu, vocal shortcuts, okay? Great new feature, guys. Take advantage. Okay, I need to turn my bone conduction headphones back on. Bear with me. Jay, let me know how I'm doing on time. We're working on it, guys. We're gonna get my headphones back. Come on. Okay. Now. Good. I'm back. But it's not on my. Is it on my headphones? Yes, it is. Okay. All right. Yes. Now, some of these features are. I'm not sure if they are only specific to iOS 18. So those of you still running iOS 17. I hope you're taking notes and you can go and look and see if you have these features. I'm not sure, and I'm sorry I don't have that detail for you guys, because that is an important thing to understand, whether it works on your phone or not. But I believe that these are general voiceover features now, and most of you should have it on your phones regardless of which phone you have. The detection mode, that is for phones that have LiDAR cameras only. So you need to have a pro version phone. By the way, the new phones that are out are the 16 and 16 Plus, they're calling it now. And you have the 16 Pro and 16 Pro Max. Okay?
Open the default viewer and available. Open folder and workspace.
You just make sure that you're updated to iOS 18. You can update to iOS 18 now, yep.
Menu.
Okay, now you have a feature in iOS that I saved for the end, because if I didn't do this at the end, you guys would not even listen to my talk.
Accessibility shortcut, voiceover, wrap settings, button.
Okay, I'm gonna show it to you.
Accessibility, wrap settings, button. Accessibility shortcut, voiceover, button.
Okay, 1 second.
Settings, back button, accessibility, heading, accessibility, personalized iPhone, vision, heading, voiceover, on, button.
Going into voiceover. Our voiceover switch settings.
Off, voice, tap, double tap to learn more. What's new in voiceover?
You now have
new in voiceover.
You now have what's new in voiceover. So this is in your voiceover menu. You double tap.
Done. Button. Voice. What's new with voiceover in iOS 18? Heading. Live recognition. Detect text, people, doors, furniture, and more by using the live recognition rotor. Live voiceover voice rotor. The voiceover language rotor has become the voice rotor. Select any combination of voices, including...
It's in voiceover settings. Go under accessibility voiceover, and you'll find what's new in voiceover. That's right. You can read it right on the phone. Yep. This and podcasts. Yep. So now... So that before every convention, you guys can look this up and show me up. Okay, and teach me what's new in voiceover. Okay, so it's just a great new addition, and why they haven't put these things in many years ago, I don't know why. Now I have a little section like that's things that are not necessarily accessibility, but things that are very useful. Reader mode in Safari, which I hope some of you are using because it's just amazing, okay? It takes out all the crap on the internet, like links and advertisements and things like that, and just puts your whatever content that you're searching for, puts it in a nice, neat reading mode, and you can have it just read to you, or you can read it yourself. Just go by heading, and it'll get you right to the top, and you can just read your article or whatever it is that you're reading content, your content. Or you can just have the narrator read it to you. One of the voices that it uses, it reads it very clear, very well, without all the other links and advertisements and things like that. It used to be, though, the way you find the reader mode is in your page settings at the bottom. It's near your address bar in Safari. This is a Safari feature, by the way. It's not in Chrome. So they do have their own feature, but this is iOS's feature. It's in Safari. It used to be when you open page settings, you had to swipe maybe 12 or 13 times to finally get to the reader mode. They finally made it easier for people who with disabilities that want to find it quicker, and it's like the one or two swipes away, and that's it. You find reader mode, double tap it, it converts your web page into a nice, neat, readable page. Very useful, very handy. What's that? To the right, like you do for most everything. You swipe to the right, yes. Yep, sure.
Settings in app settings are easier to navigate by settings.
All right, settings in apps. I mean, app settings in your phone now is easier to navigate, especially if you need to find settings for a specific app, because now you can swipe through your settings and you have all your Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all that stuff, general and accessibility and all that stuff, the basic stuff on your phone. But then at the bottom, it used to be where it would start with your apps in alphabetical order. And then, so if your app was like in the letters at the end of the alphabet, you had a lot of swiping or a lot of moving to do to get there. Now, when you get to the bottom of that main list of items in the settings, you have a folder specifically for your apps. So you double tap that, and now all of your apps are set up alphabetically, but now you can turn your rotor to headings and swipe to the letters and get to so if you're going to go and find Zoom and change the settings for Zoom, you don't have to swipe until you know, 100 and some, I have 100 and something apps on my phone, okay? I don't have to swipe that many times or do all these different techniques to get to the bottom. I can just turn my rotor to Z with headings and find my app quicker and make my settings. That is a great new feature because I'm all about moving fast and being productive. So that helps.
Recording in voice memos is very low in multi-track recording.
Recording in voice memos. If you buy an iPhone 16, they now come with, I haven't really tested them yet to see how good they are, but four studio grade quality microphones built into your phone now. And you can record in stereo now, okay? So if you're recording a duet, you can, somebody on the right, somebody on the left, when you hear it back, you'll hear it that way in stereo. Also, you can record a multiple track. You can record, say if you're a guitar player or a piano player, you record a bass line or a rhythm section, you can then go back, start over, and start recording a melody or a lead track right over it, or a vocal track right over it. That's right. That's, you can play, I can play my guitar and then I can have Janie record a vocal track over it and scare the heck out of everybody. Okay, but it can be done now. It's amazing. I'll be testing it out myself with my guitar stuff, you know. Now this is a very good one and a handy one, especially if you have kids and you let them play with your phone and but they sometimes might get into trouble, or you want extra privacy with certain apps, you can now individually lock each phone and it'll have to use either Face ID, Touch ID, or your passcode to open it. So if you don't want anybody going into your Facebook, somebody's in your, you can have that locked. You could have, now passwords, that you now have a specific folder just for your passwords now in iOS 18. And that automatically, if you open that, it automatically is a locked app. So you have to have your Face ID or your passcode to open that app. But you can now do that for any app. Your mail, if you don't want anybody going into your mail, your texts, or like I said, any of your social media apps that you don't want somebody getting into, or anything that is private to you, you can lock. You can even now hide them. So if there's a crazy app, you're married and you got a dating app on your phone, you want to hide it? I'm not speaking from experience, but But my point is, if there's apps you want to hide from people, you can now hide them as well, and you'll have a dedicated hidden apps folder in your app library. Very cool. You triple tap on, let's say you go to your home screen, and when you're on the app that you want to lock, you triple tap on it, and you have options to lock it, lock or lock and hide it, and lock with Face ID, different options. Okay, so triple tap on an app. Good question. I should have instructions on how to do these things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, and I already mentioned the passwords app. You have now a dedicated passwords app. And folks, that is my iOS presentation. We have plenty of time for questions. So, and usually there's questions with iOS. I hope you have some questions, because I need something to do for another 10 or 15 minutes. Sure. There's no dumb questions. You mean what iOS version you're running? Yeah, general and about. Yes. Or you can go to general and go to software updates. That'll tell you, and it'll have the link for you to update now. But you know, I probably wouldn't do it under a hotel Wi-Fi. Yeah, I probably would do it at home where you have a good solid connection and a good solid Wi-Fi.
This is your time to ask any questions. Jay Patel, go ahead.
Sure, it's still right at the top near the, like, they have a dictation button up there, and you have a search button at the top of each folder.
Just keep flicking left.
Should be able to flick. Make sure you're at the top of the screen, and you start flicking to the right, which is what I tell all people when if you're a person that's not too good at navigating your phone, I always suggest start at the beginning of any. I say the same for computers as well. Any technology is always best to start at the top, get an idea of what you're dealing with, if it's something you need to become familiar with, a website or something, take the time to navigate it from top to bottom. Real quick note on the mention earlier about regions and headings with Anne-Marie Harris had a good question about that. A great website for understanding regions and headings is Google, okay? So if you go to Google to do a search, you have that navigation on region. You have a few regions if you go to the top. So let's say you went to the search box, you typed in a search. Now it opened up a new page. Google will give you a vast number of searches for, depending on how you typed in your search item. Go to the top of the page. You hit R for region until you hear main region, and now you've gotten to the main region is where your search items are. Before that, you have a whole bunch of other links and things like that. So go bypass all the navigation regions, and once you hit main region, all you have to do is hit H, you get to your first search item. And you can just keep hitting H and go through your search items until you find what you want. Click on it, you found what you want. Great deal. I believe that's insert Y. Is it insert Y? Very good.
Can you still use insert F3 to get all the list of everything on the page or no? So insert F3 will give you everything on the page. Instead of insert F7 gives you links, insert F6 gives you headings. If you do insert F3, you have all of those. Good.
Very good.
Thank you. And another way of thinking about it, I explained it just recently to a senior, and so it might be basic for you guys, but in any event, I said headings are like articles on the front page of a newspaper.
Exactly.
And the front page of the newspaper is the region. And if you look at it that way, it makes it a little bit easier. So if that helps, that's another visual. That sounds like Evie.
I'm going to make a quick comment. Thank you, Patty, for that suggestion. And this is what I like about these type of sessions, that even us, what you guys consider gurus, okay, you know, at any given
Speak
time,
yourself, Tony. Oh.
At any given time, you guys will whip our butts as far as knowing these things, okay? At any given time, anybody is the smartest person
First
in the room.
First of all, remember, it's not a competition.
That's
everybody
right.
knows stuff, and everybody doesn't know all stuff. And so whatever's important to you, you know, and you can share it. So thank you. Evie, you're up.
It shows up as a button. All you have to do is double tap that button. Yes.
I was just going to say.
Now, it could be that too. I would get new friends. I would get new friends. That's what I would do. Just kidding. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? There's a lot, guys. This is a lot to swallow. So, sure.
Go ahead, Patty.
Sure. Screen recognition, that's good. It comes in handy very rarely. Okay. This was supposed to be iOS's answer to inaccessible apps, okay? And it does work. I have found it did work, and I'm trying to remember which app it worked in that it helped me. what it does is it changes things. It makes things visible that weren't visible to VoiceOver, or clickable that were not clickable to VoiceOver. And it works sometimes, but most of the time it really doesn't. You can play around with it, and sometimes it'll actually even put you in limbo depending on apps that cause more trouble than it's worth. So I don't promote that app, that feature very much at all, because I just find it's more of a pain, and I don't want to cause stress to anybody. So you're not missing much at all. And I'm, you know, Jonathan Molson, I don't know if you guys don't follow him, he's just amazing. He's very good on he's now going to be working for the NFB, by the way. He's big on not letting them get off the hook with this. Don't let them think that they did us a great deed by creating this feature that really is not helpful at all to us. Yes, Rick. Sure. Yes. 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 Yeah, for me, I remember the app that I worked on, the Lowe's app, the store Lowe's. Their app was terrible, and I actually got it to work using screen recognition. But in my years of having that feature, that's the only app where I found, for me, that it helped. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you mean your browser? You mean how do you change your browser? Which phone are you using? Apple phone, iPhone. Safari should be automatically your default browser. So, you know, if you click on a link, it should open Safari. If it doesn't, just go and actually open Safari. You know what I mean? And then type in your website that you want to search for and things like that. There, in the settings, there is a place to you can set up your default browser and things like that. I'm trying to remember exactly where, Rick, if you remember where, you can let me know. But I don't remember exactly where. Okay. Yep. Yep. All right.
Amory Elder, go ahead.
Oh. There you go. Now, the share. Okay, so if you're getting an, like, if you have an audio, you can. I'm not sure because if you, I know how to share an image. I don't know how to share the actual description of the image description. Is there a way to do that? Oh, if you're on an image, you should be able to swipe up and you hear image description. Be My AI is in the share thing. Yep. Be My AI, if you get a description or something, you do have a share option. You can bring up a share sheet there where you can text message or email or some somebody. Yep. Yep. Amory squared. So you're using the AI feature in Be My Eyes?
Yeah.
So once you get that, I forget, I've done it a couple of times. You just swipe to the back toward the top and that you'll have a share button or an actions button or something where you can bring up and it'll bring up the share button. You click that share button, you can share that with whoever you want. You can add it to some of your apps. You have a lot of options depending on what apps are installed on your phone. You have a lot of options in your share sheet. Yes.
So it's really amazing.
Yep. Sure. Laura Falk. Yes, Laurie. Yeah, I think it's called markup. I think it's called markup, right? For the pictures, yes. Very good. Or if you guys want more training, you guys can buy a raffle ticket and win an hour of Zoom training by a few people that are going to be on that list, okay? Any other questions? Any iOS questions?
iOS questions.
Nagy.
Yes.
Yes. You can schedule when messages are sent. Yes. That is a great feature. Yes. Yes, Rick. Yes. Yes.
That sounds super.
It's very good.
Yes, go ahead. Wait, join the listserv. Sign up today. Get questions answered.
That's right. We have a listserv. And Jennifer, give her the email address. Give it. There's an we have a listserv where this is a listserv is where you can send an email. You subscribe to a listserv, and you can send an email, and it will show up in everybody's inbox that's signed up for that listserv. And there's always someone on that listserv that can help you out, and they'll reply to the message. And not only you will get the reply, but everyone else will. Right. So everyone else learns as you're learning as well.
And if you're one of those people that doesn't like a lot of things in your inbox, just delete it if it doesn't seem like it's important.
That's right.
If the most important thing is if you think it's important, open it up. You might learn something. So see me. I'm around the whole weekend. I'll give you the email address.
And I subscribe to, like, very few listservs. Reason why? Because I just don't like clutter, and a lot of times people don't understand good listserv etiquette, and you open a lot of emails just to hear thank you, okay, me too, something like that.
Yes.
And you're deleting. Okay, so I don't, but I look at the subject line carefully before I open those emails. I'm always willing to help people, okay? So if you really have a really bad problem that you need help with and you really need to reach out to someone, reach out to Janie. And Janie will then give you my email address. Janie has my permission to give out my email address, and you can get in touch with me. Now, the reason why is because I'm a very busy guy. I manage a business. I manage a home. I manage a wife. Managing her is like, yes, dear. Yes, baby. Yes, honey. That's managing her. It's keeping her happy. Okay. But the point is, yeah, I won't have time to reply to all the messages, and I don't want to neglect your message. So join the listserv, which is a great way to get your answers, or get in touch with me through Janie.
I think I'm going to ask Linda to send it out to the whole NFP.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
I'm asking about the link.
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you to answer. Tony's the one. And by the way, two things. One, I want to thank our tremendous AV team. And two, I want you to find out where Tony said, call Janie, because I want to play that for my husband. Get in touch with Janie. What? Oh, that was great. Anybody else with more questions? We still have a few more minutes before we move to our next panel.
By the way, how you guys like the new speaker setup? Yeah, all right. Thank Mac and Jason back there for sending it all up. Boom.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Because it's a real time app. It's for being used in real time. It's not something that's like to be on standby, you know? That's what that's your AI apps. You can use Be My AI for that, or your for text, you can use Seeing AI and turn your channel to text, or VD scan. No, it's an app for recognizing things in real time. So no, it's gonna talk a lot. It is gonna. But you know what? If you're a good listener, you understand. You know, and you point to speak, it's pretty good. It recognizes whatever the camera is seeing. So if it sees a person, it's going to say a person. If I set it to scene recognition, it's going to tell you the scene. It's going to tell you tables, people, you know, lamps, computers, whatever it sees, it's going to tell you. If you set it to point and speak, it's going to look for a finger pointing at something and describe what the finger is pointing at. Okay?
Yes.
Ooh, Okay. One more time. So when you turn it on, you turn you the voice feature where you wanna just interact with voice with the yes? Oh, your text history. See, now, are you using the ChatGPT app, or you're using ChatGPT on the internet or the app? See, I'm not familiar with that.
Wait a minute, AI.
Yeah, AI.
We can answer that in the next panel. Hold on. Stay still.
Yep.
But the next panel is all about AI and
you would have to go into your settings. But yeah, we can talk about it more during the AI session.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
Sure. Which one? Relabel a button.
Rick, you have an answer?
Yes. Good.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Or if you dare, you could turn on your screen recognition and see if it'll read.
Patty, there may be something for you there. You might find the reason that you like screen
recognition. Fancy gestures. Those fancy gestures, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any other questions, guys?
Brian Keene, welcome.
Hearing aid, one more time.
Hearing aid what? Hearing aid live listen option. Does anybody know anything about that?
Okay, I know. I have an idea of what it is. What it does is it will help with getting rid of background noise and isolate. So if you're hearing impaired and you're having a conversation with someone, you're in a restaurant, it will block out a lot of outside noise and focus on the person in front of you, something like that. Now, that's funny Patty mentioned that because I listened to Jonathan Mosen's podcast. I use that every year to get note as a resource for notes for my presentation. And he's hearing impaired, and I don't think he mentioned that at all. He might have, and I probably glanced over it because I don't go too deep into the hearing impaired stuff. I will mention general items. I would go into the settings and see if there's some way to tweak it, or I would, go on YouTube. I'm sure you'll have somebody that can help you with setting that up properly. Have you gone into the hearing section of the accessibility menu? Have you gone into the accessibility feature of the hearing impaired feature?
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.